Okay, we're starting at the bottom of Ted Vav and Bet. Vayhi ayom vayavo bnei Elokim litetzev al Hashem vayavo gam haSatan betocham vayom Hashem al haSatan me'ayin tavo vayan haSatan. So Hashem says, where have you been? What are you looking at? Tamar lefanav ribono shalom shatiti b'chol ha'ulam kulo. Right, that I floated around, I was walking around, wandering around. V'lo matzati neman kavdecha Abraham. I found nobody better than Abraham. Shemar talo kum italech v'aretz darakol rachba kilechat nena. It's your land. Right, all yours. Then it comes to the death of his wife, and he has to bury her. Right, he can't find anywhere to buy. And he has to purchase it, even though the land belongs to him. He never questions anything. He says, Hashem says, hey, have you looked at my good friend, Yov? There's nobody like him. Yov is even greater than Abraham. Now I know that you are, you know, fearful of God. It says Ishtam v'Yashar Yirelukim v'Sar Meira. So not only is he Yirelukim, but he's Sar Meira. My v'Sar Meira. Yov v'Tran b'Mamano Haya. He was not so makpid on his money. That when it comes to, basically, he says, keep the change. That's basically what Eov did. Anytime he had to split a coin, and generally people would not give a full pruta when they had to pay a chatzi pruta. They'd go and buy something and then split the object rather than the money. There was no coinage below a pruta. Pruta was the lowest denomination. So they used to go and buy an object and then split the object rather than, right, let him keep the change. And Eov said, just take it. But Yov said, no, keep it, don't worry about it. V'yana satan al Hashem v'yomar, achinam yarei Yov Elokim. It's not for no reason that he's a yarei Elokim. Why? Alo ata sachta ba'ado v'ad beito. You took care of him, his household, v'ad kol asher lo misaviv, and everything that's around him. Right? And then it continues the pasuk, maseya dabir achta. Right? That which he produced, you've given bracha to. Amram Shmuel bar Rav Yitzchak kol hanotel pruta miYov mitbarech. Anybody who got money or got anything from Yov, right? I mean, it was the magic touch, the Midas touch. If you got connected to Yov, everything went well for you. Ma'ayu mikneu paratz baretz, and his flocks were all over the spread over the land. Amram Yosef Ruchniya mikneu shel Yov partzu gidro shel olam, that they were different than any other crops, other flocks. Minago shel olam zevim horgim ha'izim, right? The foxes come and the wolves come and they eat the the goats, Megneu shel Yov, Izim or Gimet is Zeivim. It's the other way around, right? The goats would kill the wolves.
Well, I never heard of, why is that better?
Different. I mean, it's good because usually the Zeivim, you know, I mean, that the shepherds have to protect the flocks from the Zeivim here. The Izim themselves took care of it, right? We saw that earlier with Reb Chanina, that he had a special Izim that they used to come back, right? When he could, can he demand a miracle? Right, when the person is, they have a relationship between them, can he say, well, if you were really worthy, right, you would have had your izim would have been like that, Rabbi Chanina, and they would have come back with the bears on their horns. So it's that type of behavior is unusual, but also, you know, to the benefit of the individual, that he doesn't have to protect his animals. So Hashem says, got free reign over him. We'll see if he will not speak evilly against you, blaspheme you, Hashem, after you take away everything. Right? All of his is yours, just don't touch him. So then the psukim continue, and this is their number of them, and this is the third in a series, that they were all, his children were sitting around eating, drinking wine in the house of the oldest. Right, so a messenger comes to Yov and says, "Abakar ayu choshot," right, and that the bakar were out plowing. My bakar ayu choshot atonot ro'ot al yadehem, which is the end of that pasuk. Right, the bakar were out plowing, and the atonot were grazing with the bakar. Am Rabbi Yochumai sheitinu akarish boch liyov mein olam haba, that gave him a taste of olam haba. Now, each of these series, there's a series of things that happen to him that things get destroyed. Him. That's what you're going to see now. Ozim edaber. Each malach, each messenger that comes to speak to Yov, he brings them even worse news or bad news. So right, so he says that there was a fire that took off and lit up all your stuff. And then another messenger comes. that the Kazdim came with three legions or three heads. They gathered against all your camels and they took them all. They're all gone now. Another messenger comes afterwards. This is what you ask in Tzvi, that they were sitting and eating and drinking. A huge wind came from over the desert. A bite that shook the foundation of the house. And it falls down on his children. He gets up, he tears, renders his coat. Vayagaz et rosho, and he pulls out his hair, tears out his hair. Vayomer, arom yatzati mi bet nimi. I came out from my mother's womb with nothing. Arom ashuv shama, and I will go back there without anything. I mean that I came with nothing, I'm going to leave with nothing. Shem natan, Hashem lakach, Hashem tok, Hashem gave. Hashem's name should be blessed. So Eov passes this part of the test, even though everything's been taken away from him, he does not blaspheme Hashem. Bchozot lochata Eov. Right, he did not sin. Velonatan tifla lelukim, and he didn't say any impropriety towards God. Vahi ayom, vayavo bnei lukim litetzev. So this is the second part of the story. Almost repeated the first part of the story that the Satan shows up again. Vayom Hashem al Satan emi zetavo. Where'd you come from? Yana Satan et Hashem vayomar. He says mishut. Right, I was wandering or floating baaretz. So again, the Satan is toying with, in a sense, toying with Hashem. He says, look, I didn't find anybody as good as Avraham. Shamatulo. Kumi talech ba'aretz la'arkal ra'chba k'lecholetz nena. Shashi b'kesh b'borsara lo matza makom l'kovra. V'lo yehera achar midotecha. Right? Again, the greatness of Avraham, that even though he's entitled to the whole land, he still has to purchase land for his wife when she passes away. V'yom Hashem al-Sadan. Hasamtu l'b'chol avdi Yov. Did you take a look at Yov? Kein kamo ba'aretz. V'odenu machazik bitumato. Right? He says, and Hashem says, look, you've already pushed me, which is that you took away everything that he had, and he's still holding in his position, meaning that he doesn't deny Hashem, he's not blaspheming Hashem. But this iteni bodo val ochinam, and you incited me to ruin him for naught, because look, I proved my point that he's still great. So Rabbi Yochanan Malay mikra katuv, yev shado omro. If it had not been written, we wouldn't be able to say it. Kadam shmisitim ato v'niseit. It's as if the Satan convinced or incited Hashem to do something, and he did it. Meaning that he has the ability to push Hashem to do something. So, Venita Tana, and a Bryce, it says, Yored umit amita'eh, the Satan goes down and then causes people to trip up and sin. Vole umargiz, then he goes up to Hashem and he gets Hashem angry at these people because he caused them to sin. Vatel Rishut, then he gets permission. Venotel Nashamar, he takes away their lives. Meaning that it's as if the whole thing is programmed. From the beginning, that here the Satan has the right to go ahead and trick or trip up people, and then he can take their lives from them. Vayana Satan et Hashem vayomar. So now the Satan says to Hashem, but Yov says, or v'ad or. What are we talking about? Skin for skin. Kol asher la'ish yiten ba'ad nafsho. Person will give up everything for his life. Ulam, shlachna yadcha v'gal etzmo v'el psaro. Yeah, you just took his possessions. Try out his body now. What happens if you take away, you know, his health and that his and his good feelings? Right? So he says, "Imlo el panecha yivarchaka." Let's see now if he won't blaspheme you. Vayomer Hashem al Satan, "Hino biyadcha." Yeah, yivarechacha is used here. Yeah, yivarechacha is used in all these cases, not to mean that he will bless you, but rather, or you could say that he's saying in the, right, can. The other way to say it, you could learn is that it's a rhetorical, yivarechacha. Right, well, will he bless you then, right, either way. Alright, vayomer Hashem al Satan, "Hino biyadcha, achet nafsho shmor." He's yours, you just can't take his life. I mean, do anything you want to him, you just can't kill him. Vayetzi ha-Satan meit b'nei Hashem. Goes right out, Vayachet Yov, and he gives him boils, blisters from his head to his toes, and Yov is suffering. Amar Yitzchak, Kashet, Tzarosh al Satan Yoter Meshel Yov. Satan was suffering more than Yov. Why? Because the Satan was given the right to do anything to him except kill him. So that's the Satan wants. He wants to kill him, and he doesn't get that right. So he was in more pain than Yov was. Mashallah Eved, Shamar lo Rabo, Shvor Chavit, Tushmor Tayena. Says, like if someone, a master says to a servant, break the barrel, but you gotta keep the wine. Right, so it's something that for the Satan is very difficult. Amar Reish Lakish, Hu Satan, Hu Yitzara, Hu Malach HaMavet. They're all the same, right? Yitzara, Satan, Malach HaMavet, Hu Satan, Nichtiv. It says, Satan, Mi'et, Pnei Hashem. So that we see right here. Then it says, Hu Yitzara, because it says he was also Yitzhak. Ktiv Hatam, it says Rak Kolayom. Right, that says in Rishit Rak Kolayom. Ktiv Halcha, over here it says Rak Elav Al Tishlach Yadcha. Right, so that's the rak, they're playing on both of them, that he's both, right, and all these, gzero shavot that we saw yesterday, staff also, they're a little precarious, like one word or two, then they make a gzero shavot, right. So now here, rak olayom, just like that is the yitzer ra, right, yitzer adam rak ra minat rav. So that ra, all day, is also the rak over here, achi lev al tishach yadcha. Hu malach amavit, dichtiv, achet nafsho shmor. He's the malach amavit, because Hashem said to him, don't take his life. Alma b'zidei kaima. Obviously, that means that he has the ability, the Satan has the ability to take his life, which makes him the malach hamavet. The fact that Hashem had to chastise him or instruct him not to take the life of Eov, that indicates that he had a right to take his life.
Did he physically touch? He touched Eov physically, though, too.
I don't know if he touched, I don't know what the physical touch means. Then he destroyed
him.
Yes, he afflicted him.
So, like with Avraham Avinu came, I bore my nafesh, he
right.
Almost killed him.
Right.
But Eov also physically...
Right, he attacked him, but no, the point is not, I mean, all they're showing is that he has the rights or the ability, I mean, that the Yetzer Hara and the Satan and the Malach HaMavet are all one thing, one concept, because here, the Satan was given the right to hurt him physically, was not given the right to kill him, but that means that he was entitled, he could have killed him, but Hashem had to stop him. Right, Amar Rabbi Satan, Upnina, L'Shem Shamayim, Nitkavnu. It's very interesting. The Satan and Pnina. Pnina is the, we're going to read on Haftorah Rosh Hashanah coming up, right? Pnina is the other wife of Elkanah, of Amchana, and she basically tortures Chana because she doesn't have children. So Satan keva, nechazi lakash baruchu, denitiyat atei bater Eov. Satan sees that Hashem is starting to fall for Eov, and he's going to forget about Abraham. I mean, and all this stuff. Amar chas v'shalom, min shilei l'rachmunutei, or rachmunutei, chas v'shalom, Hashem should forget his beloved one, meaning Abraham. Right, Avraham. So therefore, he instigates Eov in order to protect Avraham or to show Avraham's greatness. Penina Chtiv, but Penina says, "Bikiasta tzarata," she provoked her co-wife. Gamka as, and she again and again, bavur hirima, and she irritates her, keeps bothering Chana. So what is this? Because Darsha Ravacha Bar Yaakov Penina. I'm sorry. So we'll just say that she is instigating Chana so that she will daven. The pain that she's caused will cause her to daven b'lev shalem, and therefore she'll have children. So Penina was really doing the shem shemaim in order to push Chana to the edge where she will daven. All right, Darsha Ravacha by Yaakov Penina at Sata Nashke the Kare. So he went ahead and he kissed his feet, right? And b'cholzot lochata Yov b'sfatav. Nevertheless, Yov holds on and doesn't sin b'sfatav here. B'sfatav is with his lips. So I'm a rabbi.
Nashke the Kare shalem.
Right.
Was
it? Eov, that he basically did everything he wanted to him, right? And he caused him tremendous pain. And I think they're probably playing on the pasuk, which says that he was mikad kadko ad raglav, that he got boils and blisters from his head to his toes. So I'm assuming that's what they're playing. Because lo chata Eov b'sfatav amrava b'sfatav lo chata b'lebo chata. Right, despite the fact that he was, right, that he did not sin with his lips, in his heart already, he's starting to have questions about what's going on. So my kamar. So what does it say? Eretz nitna biyad rasha. So what does it mean when he says that the land was given over into the hands of the evil? Pnei shofteha yichaseh. The face of the shoftim it covers up. Imlo efo mihu. If it's not so, then who is doing all of this? I mean, if it's not for the fact that a rasha has control, then who's doing all of this? So that already is a amarava bikesh iov lafoch of karal pia. Right, Yov is already starting to question Hashem's dominion over the world. Right, he's reaching the point where he's going to really, Chas v'shalom, curse Hashem or give up on Hashem's dominion, because he's making a claim here that it has to be that some sort of evil has taken over the world and allowed this to happen, because otherwise it would never be. Who else would allow things like this to happen? Amar le'abayi lo diber Yov el k'neged ha-satan. When Yov says this, he's not speaking about Hashem, but he's speaking about the Satan himself. Deny, that's a machlokas tanaim, eretz nadna biyad rasha, when it says that the land was given into the hands of the evil, Rebbelezer Omer, bikesh Yov lafocha kara al piya, that he was basically blasphemy, that he was saying that it was given over to evil dominion, meaning that Hashem, right, if Hashem is evil or allowed evil to reign, would it be like this? No, he's talking about the Satan, exactly, that the Satan was given the right to do whatever he wants, and now he's speaking about the Satan. If it wasn't for the fact that the Satan was given the right to do what he did, then such a thing would not happen. All right. Al datcha, Ki lo ersha ve'inyan dcha matzil. He says, Yov says, you know, Hashem, that, right, lo ersha, I will not do bad, ve'inyan dcha matzil, and there's no one who can save from you. Amarava, bikesh yivto liftorat kol olam kulo min adin. Yov wanted to be poter everybody from judgment. Amar lefanav ribono shalom, barat ashor parsutav stukot, barat achamor parsutav klutot. You made a shore with split hooves, and a chamor, a donkey, with, right, closed hooves. Barata Gan Eden, barata Geinom. You created Gan Eden and Geinom. Barata Tzadikim, barata Rishayim. Mi ma keva yotcha. You can do as you please. So Iyov is basically saying that everything comes from Hashem. But so much so that everything comes from Hashem that there is no free will because it's all determined. It's all, right, determination predetermined that Hashem's going to do. You make all these decisions. So we have no opportunity. We have no say in the matter. If we have no say in the matter, right, that's what he's saying before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he says, Al datcha ki lo ersha ve'imidcha matzil. You know, Yov says that I wouldn't do any bad, but yet there's no one who can save me, right? And miyadcha matzil, no one can save from you. So it's, what he's claiming is that you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, are the one driving all of this and making this all happen. It's not, you know, if it was just up to me, everything would be fine. My adulei achavrei di Yov, what is his friend's response to him? Afata tafer ira. You have undermined awe or fear, but tigra sicha lifnei kel, and you have diminished the power of davening before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So he says, Baruch HaKadosh Baruch Hu yetzara, baruch lo taro tavlin. There is a yetzara, and Hashem created the antidote to the yetzara, and that is Torah. Your claim is that it's all, you know, Hashem, when it allows for free reign, anything can happen. That's not true. There are antidotes. There are ways to stop the evil from happening, and that is through the Torah. Darash Rava, Maidichti Birkat Oved Alai Tavo. That this is Iyov making claims about himself. Iyov says that I was a very righteous individual, and when I used to take care of the poor, right, and the needy, then Birkat Oved, the bracha of those that were forlorn would come unto me because what I did. Belev Almana Arnin, and I used to make joy, serenade the hearts of widows. What does that mean? Melamed. What is oved? Oved means to lose. So what does that mean? Melamed sheya gozel sadem yitomim. Used to steal the fields of the orphans. So that's why it was oved. They lost their fields. They thought everything was bad. Right? Umashbicho magzir lehem. And then he used to improve it and return it to them. Right? Almost like a Robin Hood. Vleva manar anin. Right? So also by the widows, he used to sing his praises. Why? Tolhecha dahava amana, deloava nasbila. There's any a widow who people would not marry, that people shun for some reason. They used to put his name onto her. I mean, he used to connect with her somehow, which would elevate her stature. But and then all of a sudden people come running after her. I mean, that he would give her some sort of class or a stature that would allow her to get married. So he used to help out the orphans and the almanot. Lu shakol ishkol, right, kasi. If you were to weigh the anger, v'havati b'moznayim yisu yachad, and then the trauma, if you put them both into the scale together, they would outweigh like, all these other things. Amarav Afra, de Iyov. Right, so he says that it should be dirt or dust in the mouth of Iyov. Chavruta kalpei shamayim. He's making himself, right, basically like a buddy with a Kadosh Baruch Hu. He's speaking to Hashem as if they are, you know, buddy. Lu yesh beneinu mochiach, right? Between me and you, Hashem, is there anyone who can, chastise us, arbitrate between us? Yashet yado al shneinu, that will place his hand on both of us, mean that he can control both of us. So after the prumei de Iyov, klum yesh evet shemochiach et rabo, right? Is there such a thing as an evet that comes along and is chastising his rebbe, his adon, his master? Meaning that over here, Iyov basically equates his level with that of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. When he says, we need a third party to come in here and arbitrate between us, or we need someone else to come in and decide between us, as if they are on equal plane somehow. Alright, Brit Krati Leinai. So now, Iyov spoke about his goodness to others. Over here, in this pasuk, he's speaking about his own personal righteousness. He says that I was careful with my eyes, and I would not even gaze at a betula, even though she was muteret to me, that I could have married her, I still did not gaze even at the betula. Amarova afra lupume di Yov, Iyu ba'acharnita, Abravam afilu bididei lo yistakel. So Eov is making a claim that I was good because I didn't look at any other women. I mean, not my wives, but other women. Avraham, he didn't even look at his own wife. Avraham, so that's the Medrash, Tichtiv, that Avraham on the way down to Mitzrayim says, oh my gosh, I have this beautiful woman with me. He didn't know until that point in time. I mean, that only now have I come to the realization that you're beautiful, Sarah. Right, Kala, Anan ve'yalach, he disperses the clouds and they go. Ken yored she'ol lo yaleh. One who goes down to the depths will never come back up again. Amar over mikan shekafar Eov b'tchiyat ha'meitim. That he denies that there's tchiyat ha'meitim because he says one who goes down to the she'ol will not come up again. Asher bisa'ara yishufeni, that he shattered me with a tempest, right? Se'ara, the word se'ara here is the shin and the sin, the samach are getting exchanged a lot. Right, v'yirba p'tza'ai, chinam, and he increased my wounds without cause, without reason. Amrava Eov b'sara charaf u'b'sara yishivil. He, you know, basically denied Hashem, or in a sense, was blaspheming Hashem with a tempest or a storm. And sara yishivil, and Hashem replies to him with a tempest. B'sara charaf tichtiv asher b'sara yishufeni. So Amar lefanav Ribono Shalom, Shema ruach se'ara avra lefanecha. Nitzchalef lecha ben Eov le'Eov. Says to Hashem, you know, maybe a little storm went by and you mixed up. You got the wrong Eov. Meaning that maybe you were supposed to take care of another Eov and this is all coming to me because you got the wrong guy. B'sara yishivu, Hashem returns the compliment or the question. Right?
Eov
le'Oyev. Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, ben Eov le'Oyev. Thank you very much. Between Eov and Oyev. The letters got mixed up. Thank you very much. B'sara yishivu, they returned him. He responded to him with a tempest. Dechtiv. V'yan Hashem et Eov min asara. Hashem responds to Eov from a, through a storm. V'yomar, Ezar na kegever chalatzecha. He says, gird your loins like a warrior. V'eshalchav odieni. I'll ask you a question. You let me know. So then he gives him examples, a numbers of examples of who controls this, who controls that, who controls this. And Hashem is basically saying that I can determine, I can distinguish between the smallest items, and you're questioning whether I mixed up between Eov and Oyev. Amar lo, harvei nimim barati ba'adam. I created many hairs in a person. Chol nima v'nima barati laguma. Each hair has its own follicle, right? B'fnei atzmash. Lo yishtayim yon kot miguma achat. So no two should come out of the same follicle. Shimalei yishtayim yon kot miguma achat. If it two came out of the same follicle, machshikot me'orei nav shel adam. It would diminish or ruin the vision of a person. Bein guma l'guma lo nitchalefli, between two follicles, I didn't get mixed up. Bein Eov le'Oyev, I got nitchalef, I'm going to get mixed up over here. Be sure I got the right guy. Right, so then, mi pilag l'shetef te'ala, who created for the torrents, for the rushing waters, te'ala channel, says, harbe tipim barati bavim, I created many drops in the clouds. Chol tipa bita barati la dfus b'fnei atzma. Each one has its own form. Kidei shelo shtei tipim yotzot min dfus echad. So no two drops should be alike. They should not come out of the same form. Shimela shtei tipim yotzot min dfus echad mishtashtashot et aret. Had it been that any two drops would come out from the same form, they would wash away the earth, wash away the land. Veinu motziya peirot. And there would be no fruits, no production of the land. Ben tipali tipali nitchalefli, between two different drops, I don't make any mistakes. Ben Eov le'Oyev nitchalefli, I would make a mistake between Eov and Oyev. My mashma, the high tala l'shom de defus. How do you know when it says mi pelag l'shet of tala, tala meaning a channel, how do you know that means a defus, a form? He, amar rabbi barshila dechtev, he asked tala kebeit sataim zera. Because he made a tala, meaning there it means furrow, right? Like a furrow, a channel. So you're using the same term, shallow, furrow, but a, some sort of distinct, right, dimension that is being given over here. So that's what it means, the defus. The derech lechaziz kolot, and I made a path for the tala.
Yeah.
Because they want to know, how do you know that the tala that's used by mi palag the shef of tala, they created for the torrents, a tala, what is the tala there? So they quote from Malachim, he said tala kebeit zadaim zera, that he made a form or a channel, some sort of furrow, which was a distinct item, for Beit Zatayim Sarah, over the field. So there, again, the use, the usage of the word Tala in Melachim is also used as a form or a shape. So it's over here. They're using the word Tala as a form or a shape. I don't know if it's the best proof, but that's the Gemara is bringing the proof. But Derech Lechaziz Kolot, right, the path of the clouds or the thunder, as Kolot is thunder, right? The path of the thunder clouds, I made the path of the thunder clouds. Arbe kolot barati ba'avim. I made many thunderous clouds thunder in the clouds. V'chol kol v'kol barati lo shvil b'fnei atzmo. And each thunder has its own path. Kedesh lo yesh te kolot yotzot mishvil echad. So no two thunders should emanate from the same place or go through the same path. Shmalei shtei kolot yotzot mishvil echad machrivim et kol olam. Right, so if it was, had it not been for that, then they would destroy the whole world if two thunders came out of the same path. So he goes, I don't mix up between different thunders or the path of different thunders. I'm going to get mixed up between Yov and an Oyev. So he says, Hayadat, I mean, these are all questions that Hashem is asking to Yov. When he appears to Yov in the Sara, he says to them, you think I got mixed up over here? Let me tell you. Look, you want to know what I do in this world? Let me let you know. And you think I'm going to get mixed up about Yov and Oyev? It's the next one. Do you know the moment that the mountain goats give birth? Cholel ayalot tishmor. Do you watch for the labor pains of the ayalot, right? Of the gazelles. Yale zu achzarit albana. This mountain goat is not so kind to its children. B'shashu korat aleret. When it's about to give birth, ola the rosh hahar goes up to the top of the mountain. Kedesh yipol mimena biyamot. And it'll, so because basically it'll give birth up there. The baby will have no chance of living. It'll fall off the mountain and die. And I have an eagle that shows up. Takes up and takes the baby, catches the baby, and places it right next to the mother. Had I been too early by 1 second, or too late by 1 second, and the nesher doesn't show up at that point in time, yan mate, there would be no chance. Ben regular, with chalifli, I didn't make a mistake between, in the moment that has to be exactly there to make sure that the baby survives, I don't make any mistakes. Ben yov lo yev, I'm gonna need chalifli, I'm gonna make a mistake. Cholel ayalot tishmor, for the labor pains of the ayalot, of the gazelle, I look out. Ayala zu rachmat sar, she has a very thin, right, womb or birth canal. Shasha korat ledet, at the time that she's gonna give birth, ani mazmin la darkum. Or the, menshime kishav beit rechem, I have some sort of, I don't know if you call it worm or snake, Rashi says, that goes into the womb. Umitrafe, alright, mimolda. And it, loosens up her birth canal. And, that allows her to give birth, despite the fact that it's a very tight birth canal. Makdim rega achad, umacher rega achad. If it's 1 second too early, 1 second too late, biad meta, then she would die. I mean, it has to be at the exact moment. But regular, regular, nitchalifli, beniyov lo yev nitchalifli. Again, right, that, I don't make a mistake between moment to moment, I'm gonna make a mistake between Yov and Oyev. So that's it. Yov in the Sara, the claim of the Sara is maybe in this tempest you made a mistake, right, between Yov and Oyev, and Hashem responds in the tempest and it gives him all these examples of items where he is medakte kesara, chuta sara, that he is so particular, you think I'm gonna make a mistake about the Yov and Oyev? So Yov, lo bedat yidaber. Yov did not speak out of knowledge. Udvarav lo behaskel. And that his words are not intelligent words. Amar Rav Mikanshin Adam Nipas v'shat te'aro. Hashem does not hold one responsible at the time of their pain. I mean that we have a similar idea that when a person is choteh, en Adam choteh, we had this in Sota, en kem nichnas ba ruach shtus. Right? Until something comes into him. I mean that a person is, in this moment, in the moment of his tzar, that which he says, Hashem's not going to hold him accountable for. I mean that he doesn't, he knows that he's being pushed to the edge over here.
But the Rambam tells the satanic, says, "Here, you can do whatever you want." Right. You see that he won't. You'll continue believing in.
Right.
But we see the Tachlis that he did complain.
All right. In the end, that's right. He doesn't. That's what the satan's after over here. That's why they said before they was protecting Abraham. In the end, Eov. It's not Eov is a. Eov is a very difficult sefer. I mean, in of itself. I mean, he does start out okay, and then things get worse and worse, and he starts to question. In the end, it turns out Hashem gives him bracha in the end. So the question of what happened to Yov and what process or transition Yov goes through, right, is not so clear. And I'll leave that to the many interpretations of Yov. Right?
Vayishmu shlosh. Have a suggestion that the doubling of his rewards, or to give him his reward,
no. Right. That was the Gemara said earlier. That was Nishrado told me in Olam that he did in the end did wrong, and then Hashem gives him the reward in order to not give him Olam Haba. Right. Although that's not the Poshut reading of the of Yov. Right, right. Yeah, that was another interpretation about Eov, that it was a mashal. Right. One out of many. Right. Vayishmu shloshet rei Eov, et kol ha-ra'a hazot, ha-ba'a alav, his three friends heard about all this bad that happened to him. Vayavo ish mimkomo, each one from his place came, Eliphaz ha-teimani, u-bildad ha-shuchi, v'tzofar ha-namati. Vayivadu yachtav, and they came together, they counseled together, lavo lanud lo, to come and to move him, lanachamo, and to console him. What does it mean that they came together, they counseled together? They all came in at the same time, same place. That there were 300 parsot between each one of them, meaning that they didn't live so proximate to each other. So how did they know, right, that something was wrong with the yod? How did they know to come? Each one of them had a crown with his three friends on the crown. Picture the face of the three friends on it. So if something happened to one of the friends, then either the face turned black or it tipped over. I mean, there was some indication that there was something wrong with his friend. Each had trees. They had trees planted for each one of their friends. When they wilted, right, or they toppled over a little bit, dried out, then they knew that something was wrong with that friend. I mean, that they had some sort of system of indication that gave them knowledge that that someone was in trouble. Have friends like Iyov, omitutor, better to be dead. And if you want to have true friends, these are true friends who really know what's going on with you, and they're going to come over and take care of you. So it was when the Benot Aretz, right, went out on the land, and they had girls, meaning they had female children. Then what does it mean that they had girls? Banot yuludulahem means that they have rivya ba'ololam, that makes more procreation or multiplication. I mean that it's when the women are born or girls are born, then it ensures that there'll be more offspring. There'll be fertility in the world because the women will get married as younger and earlier, and they will have more children. It causes angst and quarreling in the world. If that's the case, that women create more multiplicative effect in terms of production, how come when it came to the reward at the end of Iyov, where Hashem doubles everything, he doesn't double his, right, the daughters, right? He only has three daughters in the end. True, he doesn't have multiples of daughters, I mean, he doesn't have six daughters instead of three, but nichbalu biyofi. They got double the beauty. He had seven children, shlosh banot, or seven boys and three banot. Those are the names of his daughters. Yemima, shaita domeh liyom. You call her Yemima because she was like as bright as the day. Which was some sort of bosom, as Rashi says, min bosom, some sort of perfume or aromatic plant. So she was as wonderful as the aroma of the ktia.
Ktia is also a fig.
Right, but that's not over here. Right, yeah. Over here. But that's a dried fig, so I don't think that's what he's referring to.
Ktia is one of the things in the incense. I don't know that being in the incense.
More uktia.
Yeah. Well, it's not tzia.
Right. More uktia. Yeah, it's in there. Karen Afuch. Right, what's Karen Afuch? The upside down horn. Right? I mean, Dmei Rabbi Shila, Shadome the Karno de Kersh. That he's like the horn of a Kirsch, which is some sort of animal that has a black horn. And Eretz Yisrael, they laughed at him. That's not something good. That's something bad. We have the Girs of Rashi here, which is Kurkuma Derishka Bimine. That it's the, I think, saffron of Rishka that grows in its own garden, whatever, it's a special place. As a Rashi does it, Tosfos doesn't like that to be kurkuma, because what does it have to do with the next line in the Gemara doesn't make sense then. So he calls it kuchla derishka b'minei, that it's like the eye of the mascara, right, of rishka. Shenemar ki tikri bapuch, right, that you paint your eyes bapuch with mascara. That's what, so they bring the probe from Yirmiyahu about tikri bapuch. That puch is painting one's eyes. That's a positive, or anointing, or painting oneself, meaning putting on makeup. That's a positive statement. According to Rashi, I don't know what the proof is. Kitrei bapuch. What's the proof that she puts on mascara from the fact that you have kurkuma derishka, unless that was one of the ingredients in the mascara. Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Itiadale Brato. So Rabbi Shimon, the son of Rabbi, has a daughter. He was upset that he had a daughter and not a son. So Amrle Avua Rivia Bali Olam. His father said to him, like Rabbi Yochanan, here, this makes a multiplicative blessing, procreation comes to the world. Your father gave you an empty nechama. The Tanya, we saw this in the Gemara in Kiddushin, right? Right? The world can't be without males or females. Right? So better to have the males, not the females. The world can't exist without a perfume maker and without a tanner. Better to be the one who makes perfume than the one who is the tanner. I mean, the smell is obviously, right, an aromatic smell to the perfume and an awful smell to the person, to the tanner. Kitanai says it happens to be a machlokas tanaim about this view of a daughter. Hashem barachet Avram bakol. Hashem blessed Avram bakol. My bakol, what does it mean that he blessed him with everything? Rabbi Yomer shaloi talo bat. That he didn't have a daughter. I mean, that was the kol, that he doesn't have a daughter. Like Rish Lakish who says, Bab Marivali Olam. So he didn't have a daughter. Rabbi Yudu Omer, Shaitolo Bat, right? That he, no, that's exactly. Barach Avadam Bakol means that he got him everything. What does it mean, Bakol? He had a daughter. So that's how he had everything now. Acherim Amrim, Bat Haitolo Avram Bakol Shema. That's it. No, that Avraham had a daughter, and her name was Bakol. So what's that? Hashem Barach Avraham Bakol. He blessed him with Bakol. Bakol is this daughter. Rabbi Elazar Modai Omer, It's Danigut Aita Bilo Boshel Avram Avino. He was a astrologer at heart. Everybody came. All the kings of the world came to counsel with him about the astrology. Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai Omer, Even Tovai Tat Luyab Tzavaro. There was this rock or diamond, this precious stone that was around his neck. Shalom Ravino. Shkol Chole Areu Tem Yad Mitrape. Right? That everything, everybody was cured once they saw that. Vashash Niftar Avram Avino Min Olam. Tzla HaKadosh Baruch Hu Begalgal HaChama. So that once he passed away, Avram, he took the rock and he placed it into the sun. This is the common saying that people have. Idle Yoma, when the day is in its strength, I mean that the sun is risen, Idle Ktsira, it wears down or it takes down the choli, that the sickness is reduced because obviously the sun in its strength provides, as according to this, provides some sort of healing power. So that's a Tosfos asks over here. He says, Vim Tomar, Vimei Avraham, Akati Lo Yacholi Bolam. Right, that there was, we learned this in Baba Metzia, that Yaakov, there was no such thing. There was no sickness in the world until the time of Yaakov. That's what Yaakov davened for. That people should get sick so they would know to prepare before their death. So he says, what's going on over here? So he says, that people didn't get sick prior to their death. Right? And they wouldn't get cured. So they were referencing two different things. Choli Bolam, there was sickness in the world. The reference to Yaakov and Elisha about that there was no sickness and nobody got up from that sickness was the sickness prior to death. I mean that people would die suddenly. They would just die without any indication they were going to die. So this Choli is the pre-Mita Choli. But otherwise there was Choli besides that. What is it? Hashem Barach Avram Bakol. Shlomarad Esav B'yamav. The Esav did not rebel until Avram had passed away. Davar Acher Or Shasai Yisrael Tshuva B'yamav. And that Yishmael returned to the ways, the proper ways, during his lifetime. Why? Shlomar ad Esav b'yamav minalan. How do you know that Esav did not rebel? Dichtei v'yavoy Esav min asedev, who ayif. Comes back from the field, he's been hunting, he's all tired. V'tana oto yom niftar Avraham Avinu. We have a brace that tells us that on that day, Avraham Avinu passed away. V'asai Yaakov tavshil shel adashim nechem et Yitzchak Aviv. Yaakov is cooking lentils in order to provide nechama, consolation to his father Yitzchak. Umayishna shel adashim. Why are adashim the food of avilim? Amri b'marva mishmei d'rabba b'mari. Mada shazu in lape, af evil avel in lope. Just like a lentil, as opposed to legume, does not have any opening in it, does not have any mouth to it, so too the avel is has no pe, has nothing to say, meaning that he is, right, for the first 3 days, the avel is not allowed to respond, you know, these, the indication that the avel is not allowed to speak without being spoken to. Right, and the avel is silence, meaning that he's left in a state of distraughtness, and therefore he doesn't speak. Davar acher ma'ad ashazu megulgelet, just like it is round. Af avilut megulgelet machzer da be'olam. That it's part of the cycle of the world, meaning that people are born, people pass away, and avilut is part of that cycle of the world. What? Ma'binayu? What's the difference between him? Igamenayu nuchumei bebei is to use an egg. So why? Rashi says an egg does not have a mouth, just like the lentil doesn't have a mouth, but it's not round, not circular, meaning that it's oval shaped, and so it doesn't have that indication like the lentils that it's megalgel, that there's a cycle of the world. Amar Rabbi Yochanan Chamesh Averot Avaru To Rasha Boto Yom. Esav did five sins, even cardinal sins. Baal Nara Murasa. He joined a woman who was engaged. Varagat Nefesh killed someone. With Kafar Biikari denied the Kodesh Baruch Hu. With Kafar B'Tchiyat Meitim denied Tchiyat Meitim. V'shatet Abchora and he despised the Bechora. Baal Nara Murasa. How do you know? Tivacha Vayavo Esav Min Asadeh. Came from the field. Tivatam Ki Basadeh Matzaa Ragat Nefesh. And in Parsha Kiteitz it says, right? Why is she's classified as a a onus because she was found in the field. And it's as if like, someone killed someone else, but you have no, she has no protection. Ktiv achayef says over here, tired. Ktiv hatam oinoi li ki'afan afshil horgim. Right then, I'm tired from all the killing. Kafar bi'ikar, he denied Kodesh Baruch. Ktiv hacha lama ze li b'chora. So that li, ktiv hatam ze keli v'an vehu. So that's keli, ze keli v'anu, as they pointed to Kodesh Baruch, who said, this is Hashem, right? Let us adorn him. So keli, and over here, li, they're making a play on this, that ze and ze. So Zeli and Zekeli, that's the play here that he denied a Kodesh Baruch Hu. V'kafar b'tzikat meitim v'chtiv v'nei anuchi alech lamut. I'm going to die. To die meaning that I'm not going to get back up again. V'shatat b'chorah despised b'chorah v'chtiv v'yivay zeisav v'ta b'chorah that he despised the b'chorah. V'shasa Yishmael tshuva b'yamav. How do we know that Yishmael did tshuva in the time of Avraham and Yilan? D'yad d'ravina v'rav chama barbuzi abi yafei kamei d'rava. They were sitting in front of Rava, kamei nam named Rava, and Rava was dozing off. Amar Ravina the Rav Chama, so they were speaking between them. Barbuzi, Vadai, Damritu, everything that, every time it says, Kol mita sheish ba gviya, zui mitatan shel tzadikim. Anytime it says gviya, by gva, in the Torah, when it talks about someone dying, by gva, indication that they are tzadikim. Amar Leyin, Vador Mabu, says by Dora Mabu, right, that they were gviya, by gva, that they died. So Amar Ley, Anan gviya va asifa kamrina. No, not just gviya by itself, it has to be by yasaf elamav, right, that not only by gva, by yasaf. So those two words together, that indicates that he is a tzaddik. Vayishmael, tichtei be'gviya v'asifa. Yishmael, it says, gviya v'asifa by Yishmael. Tzadachi yitar behu Rava. Rava, you know, after his dozing off a little bit, woke up from his nap, and I'm like, oh, dardakei, he goes, my young man, hachi amar b'yochanan. This is what Yochanan says, Yishmael asad shuvah b'chei aviv. That's not a problem. Yishmael did shuvah, that's why it says, v'yigva v'yasaf, shenever v'yigru oto Yitzchak, v'yishmael benav. When it came to burying Abraham, who went first? Yitzchak before Yishmael. Even though Yishmael is the older one, how come he let Yitzchak go before him? Right? So it must be that he did tshuva. Maybe the Torah is just indicating, like by Benot Slavchad, it's indicating them in their order of wisdom rather than their order of age. So then what are you going to do with the Pasuk when they come to burying Yitzchak? It says, V'yigbru oto Esav v'Yaakov banav. So why does it put Esav before Yaakov over there? My time lo chashivlu derech achmatan. If that's the case, why didn't Yaakov go before Esav? If the Torah uses that as the paradigm, or is that the way that the Torah indicates, it uses always chachmatan first, why doesn't Yaakov go before Esav? Ella, me da'akteme adubre adabre, ume da'abre shvamina tshuva abe biyamav. The fact that he put it first, it means that he led him. It means that Yitzchak was in front, and the fact that Yishmael allowed Yitzchak to go forward is an indication that he did tshuva. And so therefore, that's the Barach Hashem Barach Davram Bakol. Right? Either is that he had a daughter, right? Or that the other one who said he didn't have a daughter, he had a daughter, or that the Esav did not rebel until after his death, because on the day of his death is when he rebelled, or that Yishmael did tshuva. I mean, that you see here that at the end of his life, when they go to bury him, it's clear that Yishmael is giving respect to Yitzchak, which is an indication of his tshuva. Okay, we'll stop over here.